brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got journalist Ben Swan joining us for the balance of the hour. Coming up in the next segment, I'll continue with your phone calls. I want to talk with him about the attack on free speech and where he sees the future of the dinosaur media going versus the real, true, independent media that's so diverse and growing so fast. We're also going to look at some of the other geopolitical news with Ben as well, and some of the distractionary issues that are engaged in. But I have articles here from Infowars.com like this one. City ordinance would criminalize displaying toy guns in a threatening manner. Criminal to have kids run around with toy guns and say bang, bang. This is so incredible. You know, rodeo clowns that make fun of Obama. Here comes the Secret Service. I mean, it is just a bunch of authoritarians. And now Nimmo just walked in during the break with a New American article that says Snowden says NSA targeting journalist critical of government. Of course that's all come out. And now Snowden's pointing out that it was really bad. Who do you think the criminal establishment is going to target? Of course they're going to use spying data to try to stop the press from breaking stories of corruption. Of course they're going to use it to submit the criminal takeover. Of course they're going to use it to harass the media. Of course. Why do you think every authoritarian regime does this and why it's so bad? And then I see some of the idiot public we've talked to in Austin. Oh, it makes me feel safe. Oh, you feel safe, huh? You feel safe in every authoritarian regime, you idiot? The big banks get away. It's in the news every day now. Oh, documents released. They took trillions in homes they didn't own that were paid for totally. Yeah, they're like, Judge, our house is paid for. I'm sorry. They say they've got a deed. I don't even need to look at it. Wells Fargo, Bank of America, the house is yours. And if you don't like it, we got armed troops outside. They're called paramilitary police. The house is ours, lady. And your pension funds are theirs too, cops. They're already they've already started taking all the police's pension funds. But a lot of you cops won't care. As long as you can shove around some little people, that's what you're really looking for in life. Drink some Diet Coke. Take some vaccines. Government loves you. Live forever, sweetie. Let's talk to John in Texas. Sorry you didn't have time to talk to Mercola. He had to go. But what's your point about biophotons? Would that be like jellyfish that glow in the dark or glow worms or lightning bugs? What's going on?
I sure wish McCullough still on because he's written a lot of articles on biophotons, and perhaps I should save that point for later. We can talk about
it. No, I want to hear about biophotons. Sorry I didn't get to you, but tell me about biophotons.
I wanted to know if Dr. McCullough agreed with Dr. Gabriel Cousins. When I interviewed Dr. Cousins about 10 years ago, he wrote an article on economic globalism. And Dr. Cousins also studies the research of Dr. Fritz Haber-Popp, just like Dr. McCullough. And I asked Dr. Cousins if he thought that if everyone had an adequate biophoton level that we could defeat the globalists, and he said, yes, he did. And the quote that I wanted to share before you comment on my comment is a quote by Lenin, which I think you're going to love. He said, socialized medicine is the keystone to the arc of the socialist state. And basically what that means is that everything in our society of any significance centers around the fact that we're sick as a species, and the sickness we have is we don't have enough biophotons. That's why we're suffering as a species. And Dr. McCullough could have expounded on this because he's written many articles on this.
Okay, well, explain to me about biophotons and electrochemical interactions in the human body. Give me some details.
It's our spidey sense. Biophotons is the sunlight energy that all living systems store in the nucleus of their cells, and then every cell uses that coherent sunlight energy to communicate to everything else. It's our spidey sense, and we're destroying our spidey sense by doing certain things.
Well, I know this. Everything the globalists are doing is to suppress the human mind, and the emission of biophotons is technically a type of bioluminescence, but the later term is generally reserved for higher luminescence. But I guess you're saying that we have this going on at another level, but are quantifying the sixth sense. I don't know. I should have brought up biophotons, Jim. I would want to hear a medical doctor's take on that. Stay with us. introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. Just go to freezedryguy.com, the emergency preparedness experts with the world's finest freeze-dried food and dehydrated food. With a guaranteed shelf life of at least 25 years, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. Explore all you want. Order all you need to be ready at freezedryguy.com. Since 1970, Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. But that's yesterday. Today is what counts. Go to freezedryguy.com today for the finest survival food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Tomorrow may be too late.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month, had completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Dun, 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 dun. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are now rampaging on fire with liberty into hour number three. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're broadcasting on over 160 AM and FM stations across the United States, XM, as well as Global Shortwave, WWCR, and the free audio and video feeds at Infowars.com/show, as well as PrisonPlanet.com. And we have the subscription, nightly news, listener supported, of course, 7 o'clock weeknights. So much important information on InfoWars Nightly News and all the films and film premieres and so much more happen right there at PrisonPlanet.tv. So I want to thank all the subscribers. Where to start, ladies and gentlemen? We're going to go to Ben Swan here in just a moment. They're saying 100 plus dead, 500 plus dead. 120 dead, different numbers coming out from the Associated Press, the World Tribune, you name it. A massacre in Cairo as Egypt declares state of emergency. Egyptian security forces today moved to oust pro-Morsi supporters from two sit-in protests, denouncing the former president's removal from power, leaving scores dead and hundreds injured in Cairo. The Egyptian president has announced a month-long state of emergency. Well, folks, since 1933, we've been under a state of emergency that's been a little bit softer that they've used to erode the Bill of Rights and Constitution, the War Powers Act, signed by Franklin Delano Roosevelt after a few years of the Great Depression, the great foreign banking takeover. But more and more, that's how they say the NSA spies on us in violation of the Fourth Amendment is oh, well, it's an emergency, or spy on the press and persecute the press. Well, it's an emergency. And now it's coming out in the news. Snowden is saying what's already known, that fish swim in the sea, that the sun comes up in the morning in the east and sets in the west, that the Easter Bunny isn't real. That, oh my goodness, that this has already been confirmed before Snowden even came out, that they're targeting the press and people critical of government policies with the NSA. Who would have thought that's authoritarianism? That's tyranny. That's terrible. You mean they're going to illegally spy and then use it to keep corrupt systems in power? No. You mean they're going to use that data for globalist corporations that control the government to shut down their competition? No. You mean the mainstream media is going to use it to be able to get key intel and spin the news and shut down alternative media? No. Every government that acts like this one, it ends in just millions dead, black uniforms, surveillance, people being disappeared in the middle of the night. We know where this goes. We know how this movie ends, how the book ends is not a good thing. They say each generation has to go through its own crisis, but then they have these generations every three or four that go through hell. And folks, we're lined up for that right now. And I suggest that we get off the bus, get off the train. They can drop us off right here. You know, drop us off back at America, not in the middle of an Orwellian technocracy that's out of control. And they're just bombarding us. I mean, there's all these studies, Harvard studies about, yes, aspartame gives you leukemia. Aspartame makes you go blind with macular degeneration. Aspartame killed the monkeys in the test. Aspartame's highly addictive. And then Coke's coming out going, it doesn't make you fat. Doesn't matter if there's all the studies. Oh, it doesn't matter. It's safe. We say so. Just like every year before the school starts, they come out and say, ladies and gentlemen, it is the law to take shots, and there's no side effects. I mean, I read those news articles every year going, don't listen to the kooks that say it can make you go blind or get narcolepsy or have convulsions, or there are no side effects other than it hurting your arm when the needle goes in. That's a quote. Was it the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, I think, you know, ran with that. I read that on air last year like 10 times because it was like you just read the insert, it says, might kill you, might make you go blind, might make you have an autoimmune disorder. You can go to the CDC and read on every vaccine the hundreds of things it can do to you. Hey, what's wrong about dying? What's wrong about getting cancer? Their answer is, hey, kook, shut up, weirdo. There's no problem with vaccines. Why they discredited the medical doctor from England that exposed it. And then you go read, and none of that was even true. It was all a big hoax. Why, they might come out tomorrow and go, we've discredited that the sun, it controls climate on the earth. Oh, I'm sorry. The UN 4 years ago had a vote to say the sun doesn't affect climate. I forgot. They already did that. I mean, maybe they can have a vote and suspend gravity. Here on Terra Firma, this is the type of total assault on reality that's going on. And many people are just going, I know it's corrupt. There's nothing we can do. But still others are saying, oh, no, it's not that bad. It's for our own good. But many others are punching out of the system. And as the old kleptocratic dinosaur prostitute parrot media, the parrot press, as they, in every metric you've seen in the news, almost in a lower approval rating than Congress with a 10%. I mean, they're burning down. And their answer is, we'll have state-run CIA, Pentagon, direct psyops in your town, paying off local bloggers or shutting them down. That's all being announced. So get this to your head, folks, if you're a new listener. That's been announced. It's been announced that they're coming after everybody. Now, that doesn't scare me. That means they're having to take the gloves off, come right out in the open. And if the New World Order couldn't hold Afghanistan to get the opium out against, you know, a few hundred thousand fighters over there, if we just physically speak out against it, physically, nonviolently, put our weight against it, it's over for this system. And the best we can hope for is like the USSR, that the New World Order that runs America collapses. And they plan on collapsing us anyway into Agenda 21 and then using that collapse as a way to re-engineer society with them posing as the savior. No, they need to collapse. We need to reinstate the Bill of Rights and Constitution, and we need to start arresting one way or another, just putting that idea out, because it will then manifest politically if people get it. No, this is criminal. They admit fake terror alerts. Now, we told you that last week. Now they're admitted to be fake. Everything we've told you coming true. You know, I mention this all the time, then we're going to our guests for the balance of the hour, about I see articles all the time where thousands of foster kids are missing in Florida. Many of them small children. They end up in Saudi Arabia and Thailand and stuff, flown out by the big aircraft owned by the banks, the same ones that ship the drugs around. And I saw this again today. Missing 78 children from Oklahoma Department of Human Services custody. I mean, they're seven times more likely, just department numbers, to abuse kids in their custody than anybody else. That is government. But we need to take kids for no reason and give them to them. It's amazing. So that's the type of stuff that's going on, the types of things that are happening, the incredible Orwellian attack on free speech. We have an article on Infowars.com. 19 shocking examples of how political correctness is destroying America. But now we go to a real journalist. Swan has won both the Edward R. Murrow Award and the Lone Star Emmy Awards. He has specialized in covering the 2012 GOP presidential primaries. He's gotten a lot of hard questions into Obama and others that became international news stories. He's a graduate of Brigham Young University with a master's in humanities from California State University. And he's had the hit show Reality Check there with Fox. And then, of course, he got out of that on his own accord because they wanted to control what he was saying and doing. BenSwan.com. You can find all of that stuff at Twitter, too, at BenSwan and more, or Facebook, BenSwan Reality Check. And he joins us here today to talk about his own media operation he's launching. And people ask, man, what are you doing having other media people on that will directly compete with you? No, I'm competing with the globalist. I'm competing with the people shutting down our power plants. I'm competing with the people trying to put deadly vaccines in kids. I'm competing with the mega banks getting $85 billion a month of our money to destroy our economy. I'm competing with the collectivist and the crony capitalists that control them. And thank God there's a Ben Swan or a Matt Drudge or a Ron Paul or a Ted Cruz. Thank God there's a Kurt Nemo or a Paul Watson. Thank God there's an Aaron Dykes. Thank God there is a Leanne McAdoo. Thank God there's a Ja'Kari Jackson. Thank God we need more real alternative grassroots media that does it professionally, not less. Ben Swan, we're going to break in a minute. Thank you for coming on with us, but there's so much to talk about. Front and center, what do you make of the state of the media wars and our whole society and how everything you and I have talked about is now almost becoming passé? It's just like the floodgates have opened on all the corruption.
Well, I think that you have to take a lot of credit for how much of that corruption is coming to the surface. Look, at the end of the day, alternative media, you're naming these names right now, but alternative media is the driving force in exposing all of this. And Alex, you're at the front of that. Certainly, you have to look at InfoWars and say, look at the impact that InfoWars has had on the mainstream news cycle. I mean, you guys have forced the mainstream to talk about issues that they were never going to talk about. A good example of that is the ammo stockpiling by DHS. That was a story that was never going to break. You guys broke it a year before it was ever mainstream, and continue to hammer on it and hammer on it. And finally it comes out, you know, that, oh yeah, well, in fact, this is happening. And Fox starts talking about it. CBS starts talking about it. And then it kind of grows from there. So I think what we've seen is a paradigm shift now where alternative media is actually driving the investigative reporting and driving the conversation. And mainstream is just trying to catch up.
And by the way, we're not blowing smoke here or on power trips. It's actually a great responsibility for all the alternative real media, the new media, the independent media. Everything we cover 2 or 3 days later is mainstream news. And a lot of times they're even forced to go with our, quote, angle. We just try to go with the truth. And thanks to DrudgeReport.com, like the nitrous oxide has really helped launch us. We just do not have enough thanks to, you know, to them. But I've talked to their folks. They're like, well, you cover really important news. It's real stuff. So we carry it. We just carry whatever we think is really important and people need to know. And I think the self-preservation instinct, Ben, is starting to kick in. That's why you're seeing such a rebellion against tyranny.
Oh, I agree. And I think for the most part, a lot of the mainstream apparatus doesn't understand what you're doing. They don't understand InfoWars. They don't understand the stories you cover. And so it's such a foreign concept. It's like, well, what is he talking about? And then it's like, but we've got to talk about it because people are listening.
Absolutely. Now I'm going to try to shut up when we come back and just go through whatever you think's most important in the news for a segment. Then, Ben, I want to get into a bunch of stories out there and get your take on them, and also talk about the new media operation you're launching and how folks can get behind that. Because if we don't all hang together, we will certainly hang separate. Who said that? One of our terrorist founding fathers.
Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soap that is triple concentrated and made from the highest quality vegetable and coconut oils. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog and buy American-made products. Order the sampler, a 1 to 2 month supply, or get a 1 to 2 year supply of soaps for all your cleaning needs. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. This is an amazing deal, and you will love the way real soap makes your skin feel. Call 1-800-340-7091 or visit www.5starsoap.com. Alex and his staff have used these earth-friendly, pure soaps for years. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Thank you, listeners. You spoke and we listened. At Chef5MM.com, we've made our checkout process more secure and user-friendly than ever before. Chef 5-Minute Meals, unlike anything you've ever seen. Self-heat in just 5 minutes. You don't need anything except what comes in the box. Visit Chef5MM.com to see this innovation for yourself. That's Chef5MM.com or call 888-959-6502. 888-959-6502.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
We're here 6 days a week on the radio, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. weekdays, Sundays, 4 to 6 Central. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Look at this story up on InfoWars.com. Julie Wilson wrote about it. It is a national news story right now. Teenager denied heart transplant over history of noncompliance, added to wait list, low grades in school, and brushes with the law initially kept teenager off heart transplant list. Don't you love it when the bioethicist decide, you know, what you've done in your life, show what you get? I mean, they want to run our lives, bottom line, ladies and gentlemen. Going back to reporter Ben Swan, who left his very popular Fox gig because he wanted, I guess it's been undisclosed, but wanted to not be controlled. I think you said it was they wanted you to cover local stuff and not national, even though national is local. But now you're doing your own media thing. We're going to get into that in the next segment. But out of all the stuff going on out there, what do you think is most important in the news right now? The NSA, the persecution of the press, with the IRS? I mean, how much is it going to take till this changes? What else is front and center for you? Or I'm just guessing, is it those topics?
Well, I think those topics are important. I think they all kind of had the same root issue to them. So when we talk about the NSA, when we talk about the IRS and what's going on there, the fact that, you know, we just reported this past week that with the IRS, the woman in charge of all of these agents who were targeting conservative groups was promoted. And again, you know, we work to break down that left-right paradigm. You've got Republican members of Congress who are not holding that particular person accountable. She was the person overseeing the entire office in Cincinnati. She's not been held accountable. You have on the left, they're not holding anyone accountable. And so it's all political games, and no one's actually working to resolve any of these issues. The NSA thing is obviously very important. I think what we're seeing out of that, though, that is especially important is the fact that right now, despite all the claims about Edward Snowden being a traitor to the country and the claims that are made that he somehow betrayed the nation, we are now seeing the effect of what he did by revealing this information to the American public, the change in terms of the public demanding that action be taken. Hopefully, the American public won't back down or slow down on that. And again, I think you've got to credit alternative media with pushing that narrative forward, because mainstream media didn't want to talk about this other than to talk about the Snowden issue himself and how bad he was, and to question him personally and his motivations. It's alternative media that has really been at the forefront of saying, wait a minute, Snowden may be, in your opinion, a traitor, but the fact is he's a whistleblower under law, and this is what the NSA is doing. That's all alternative media. That did not come from the networks.
Let me go back to that question that you didn't get a chance to answer when we went to break. How do you see it playing out right now as the establishment implodes? Their answer is just a power grab. What does your gut tell you it's going to be like, say, in 5 years?
Well, a lot of that, I think, depends on how Americans respond to the claims that are going to be made over internet piracy bills and intellectual property bills. And so if we get bills like CISPA being pushed through and SOPA and PIPA, the design behind those bills, as your listeners know, it has nothing to do with intellectual property at all. It has everything to do with eliminating competition, because major corporate media want to be able to say, well, look, if we can accuse bloggers and writers and smaller news entities of copyright infringement, we can shut down their sites. And that's the goal. The goal is to say we've got to eliminate competition.
They already do that. I've had them declare they own my voice, made up till I threaten to sue people and delete hundreds of videos. I mean, they do this to little people, especially because they can't fight back.
That's right. We're releasing a piece for our first full disclosure that we've put out since we started this project. It'll be released next Monday. But the piece is about the fact that the NSA, in fact, is using copyright law, or claims, I should say, copyright claims, to actually shut down T-shirt makers who are making fun of the NSA. And they're squashing that freedom of speech, claiming copyright
infringement. Wow. So this hasn't broke yet. That's amazing.
No, it hasn't. We'll be the first ones to break it. We're putting this out for people to hear, and it is. It's an amazing story. When you get into what the NSA is claiming, and this is why it's so important, Alex, as you know, it's not an issue of whether or not law is on the side of those making these claims. They simply make the claims and then use muscle to force their way to control.
That's right. It's like they claim you're a murderer, so you go to jail, no trial. And they've said at the UN and at Davos, as you've said here, I think some of the audience may not understand this, so we should probably spell it out. They're going to use fake claims to shut down all the free web. And here's the NSA and cybersecurity, with what you're saying, already trying it. In fact, I've heard Homeland Security threaten people, and they tried to get a law passed 2 years ago where you can't even show their symbol in a parody. So they are attacking our speech.
And that, by the way, the parody issue is one that's very clear under law. Parodies are a form of fair use. And yet, the NSA, DHS, they don't have to be able to go to court and fight for this. And that's the issue. If they're really going to fight this, it goes to a court, and that's where the legal fight takes place. And that's not what they're doing.
They want laws where they can just make a claim and your site's gone forever. Well, look, I've got articles here where they're saying arrest the guy for the rodeo mask of Obama. I mean, folks, these people are coming for our liberty. They're persecuting the press. Stay there. Ben Swan, we're going to talk about how to turn the tide on the other side.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
You can complain about Big Brother and how this is a potential program run amok. But when you actually look at the details, then I think we've struck the right balance. And if people can't trust not only the executive branch, but also don't trust Congress and don't trust federal judges to make sure that we're abiding by the Constitution, due process, and rule of law, then we're going to have some problems.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
And if you have a business, you didn't build that. Oh, and don't forget the other one. Don't listen to the voices that say, watch out for tyranny. You know, that tyranny could be lurking. No, that's just history and total fact. And the fact that we're like plunging into tyranny right now, I mean, no one denies that. No political science professor, left, right, center, libertarian, communist, no one denies it. No one denies they're butchering the Bill of Rights up one side, down the other, and saying it's for our own good. It's like a coming out party for tyrants. We're going to go back to Ben Swan here in a moment. We got a bunch of callers holding them, and might as well throw them into the mixer today. A couple of the sponsors that make the broadcast possible that I endorse, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. With hurricane season coming up and all the economic things that are going on and all the uncertainty, I have storable foods, and I went through a lot of trial and error and then found eFoods Direct like 7 years ago, and they've been my sponsor ever since. They're the biggest company out there. They don't sell to Homeland Security, by the way, though they've been trying to buy from them. I'm going to get them on about that. The globalists can get their own stuff somewhere else. And they're patriots, just like you and I. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. They've got a bunch of specials running right now. You can get free shipping at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or link through on the banners on Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to find that subpage, or give them a call and tell them you want the Alex Jones specials read off to you and the free shipping deals. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. And lastly, listen, none of us are perfect. I fought the globalists for a decade and didn't even care about my health and gained like 60 pounds. I've lost 30-something of it, and it's a battle every day working up here so many long hours and trying to be healthy. But I couldn't do it without all the products that are at InfoWarsHealth.com. With the biggest discounts out there. People can claim they've got bigger discounts and stuff. It's not true. We have the best discounts available at InfoWarsHealth.com. On the great healthy energy drink, Pollen Burst Plus, that I'm on the packaging now. That's how much I like it. I said I want to endorse this. Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0, non-GMO, organic, got all the government certifications. That's all on the site. InfoWarsHealth.com, all the great OsteoFX, stuff for your joints. Hundreds and hundreds of amazing products. InfoWarsHealth.com. And there's also a toll-free number there on the site if you want to call and ask any questions as well. There's a lot of videos with medical doctors and researchers and pharmacists on all sorts of issues there on the site. You can also call 888-789-9277, 888-789-9277 to get any new orders or ask any questions. And you can also go to the site and sign up. One of the discounts is there. Sign up for auto shipping and get free shipping. That's a pretty big discount at InfoWarsHealth.com, or become a distributor and get even bigger discounts. I want to thank all of you that have been supporting us there and voting with your dollars so that we can be kind of a beachhead for other media and other activists and other groups and people to come on the show every day to make you aware of other folks that are out there fighting tyranny. Not like he needs a lot of help from us. Ben Swan, again, incredibly popular TV show that was becoming a national phenomenon when the local Fox affiliate said no more. And that's how they came to me when I had the number one show in Austin on FM in that time slot. They said, no more politics. We'll even pay you more money. No more. And I said, I don't have any passion to talk about relationships and sports. I said, you're joking. And they said, no, or you're fired. So it's like a carpet of gold or a carpet of bombs, like I told the Afghans. And I said, well, and I didn't really BS them, but I said, I didn't Bravo Sierra, but I said, I'll try. Tell me specifically, but I don't, this is popular. You're making money. I'm not even getting paid that much. I'm telling the truth. Because, you know, we were getting national attention even back in 1999, and they fired me. So I've been where Ben Schwann is when they come in and say, you're going to cover local stuff and not get on people's nerves. You know, we're getting all sorts of phone calls up here. And, of course, later I learned that the feds had given them a visit and stuff. And, see, that's how the intimidation works in America. Get a federal phone call, feds visit, the bosses up in Scranton, you know, Ohio or wherever it is, and then they come down to find out what's going on with this guy. I mean, they didn't like me talking about stuff going on here in Texas. And then I'd already started, though, a little syndicated show out of my house. So when they said, you're fired, get out of here, because they had new management, get out of here, you crazy person. I just said, well, I've already got a show, I'll be all right. And they said, no, you don't. You're done in the media. They really were like having a victory and trying to dance on my journalistic and media life. And I don't savor a lot of things. And I don't even savor that because it makes me sick for those people. Of how small they were and how they all later got fired. And they're all a bunch of joke, failures pretty much now. It's sad for them that people really get in to being worldly failures, and they love seeing other people who have pure hearts or purer hearts than they fail. And Ben, I know you've been friendly towards Fox when you left, but I mean, you struck out on your own here. And let's talk about your media operation. Then I want to get into some of the other big news stories that are out there and the attacks on Free Press, and get back into this big breaking story on Monday. Perhaps you can give us a few tidbits now, and we'll do a story that points towards it on Monday. And you know, maybe even the Mighty Drudge Report might pick it up. Who knows? But sounds pretty newsworthy to me, buddy. And of course, you've been on Drudge and other big sites many times. But I'm kind of perseverating here. Tell us about your media operation and how people can find out more about that and help breathe even more life into it.
Well, one of the things that we decided to do, it's called the Truth in Media Project, and the idea was that we were going to start creating, similar to what we did with Reality Check, create these 5-6 minute long videos that explain to people, you know, a lot of what's going on that mainstream media won't cover. Now, I'll tell you, Alex, things have changed over the last few weeks as we started to build this project out, and one of the things that we started to do now is see the need and the value in being able to create some high-end quality video content just to give to alternative media sites. And the reason for that is because, as you know, one of the games that's being played with this whole idea of the intellectual property rights and these bills that we've been talking about, like CISPA, is that if you use a clip from someone's show, even though it's fair use, if you use a clip out there, or you use some video on your website, your site's going to get shut down. That's the idea behind it. So what we want to do is kind of fill a void there and say, you know what, let's create this content and let's just give it away. So all these alternative media sites, and we've been setting up with a lot of them, is to say, you know what, you guys can just have it. Just don't edit it apart. Don't cut it down. Don't, you know, take license and say, well, we'll run this little piece so that things are out of context. But it's, you know, we're going to give it away for free. And that's been kind of the idea over the last few weeks as we've been building this up. So we're really excited about that. You know, everything that we have, we'd love to give to you guys over at InfoWars and say, if you want to use it, great. If not, you know, that's fine, too.
No, we're going to use it. Absolutely. Great plan. You know, we talked about this off air, too. And I think you're doing the right thing. I instinctively always said everything I've put out is copyright. I mean, I still retain the copyright, so they can't change it or alter it or twist it, or then say, okay, now we own it, you don't. You have to retain something as you're doing, but as long as it's not taken out of context and it's for nonprofit educational purposes or even fair use, clearly by the guidelines that everybody knows, then you can use everything we've done, and that has been one reason we've been so successful as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, I really respect the fact that you're a guy who obviously you've built up a media empire of your own, but I've never seen you competitive with other people, and I've always seen you working to build up other people, and that's fantastic, and that's what we want to do too. We want to build up other sites who say, listen, we're video poor right now. We don't have the ability to create this stuff. We're creating stuff in Chicago. We're shooting it. It's the stuff that we're putting out, I mean, candidly, it's better than what a lot of networks are putting out. And so we're very excited about the quality of what we're about to put out. But then we say, look, so how do we use this? How is it most beneficial to people? Well, we get it out to the public. We share it. We give it away for free. We place it on streaming sites. But we don't see it as a, hey, you know, this is Ben's stuff, and Ben's got to make his stuff so that he can build up his kind of empire over here. It's not that at all. And I know you understand that philosophy. But that's essentially what we're trying to do, is we're trying to augment where there's a lot of bloggers out there, there's a lot of writers, there's a lot of people putting out good content. How do we augment the video side of it, where so far it's been kind of a struggle, especially for smaller sites, where video, as you know, is expensive to produce?
Well, that's our plan. That's why I've hired a bunch of reporters. We're almost done with our studio, looking at the different satellite uplinks and all of it. And we're just going to put it basically free to air, even to the establishment media. And they're going to end up using a lot of what we develop. We're actually developing reporter contacts and people that just want to get their info out, who then will upload to us stuff that they've authorized us to use. We'll put their site as consideration as well on there. And that's actually my plan, is to not just share our info, but to become a nexus point to then magnify what everybody else is doing. Because that's what I'm looking for, is to destroy the globalist. I want my freedom back. I want to dig these globalists out of their rat holes who are openly persecuting. I mean, it came out today with Snowden going, oh, yeah, no, they target the press to know what the press is going to do. Well, that's already come out. I mean, yep. We have them illegally spying on us, and to frustrate the press and sending the IRS after pro-life groups saying you can't protest dead children. I mean, this is authoritarianism.
Right.
And the answer is to just have everybody I mean, even if you don't have a lot of skills, start your own weekly YouTube blog where you talk about stuff. Start a newsletter. Start a local paper. Go get a local weekend radio show. Go do an access show. Everybody has got to do something now.
Right. Well, and as more voices come out, you know, all of a sudden the stuff that right now people would call fringe is no longer fringe. It becomes mainstream. And as we've been talking about, mainstream starts chasing that because they realize there's a huge audience for it. And it's not an audience because you're building off sensationalism. It's an audience because you're building off truth. And when there's a lack or an absence of truth in mainstream, people are going to find it. They're going to seek it out. And so we've seen that. And we see this happening even with, you know, this latest attempt by the Senate, Dianne Feinstein, trying to redefine, you know, who is really a journalist. And if you don't work for a paid organization, if you don't work for a corporation, then suddenly you're no longer a journalist and not protected under SHIELD laws. I mean, that is something that every American should be aware of, because what you're essentially saying is we will decide who is a journalist, therefore who gets protection.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Dianne Feinstein has jumped the shark here, saying you've got to be salaried by a corporate entity or you're not a journalist. I mean, that is outrageous.
It is. It's absolutely outrageous. And she claims, you know, this is because of the SHIELD laws and we have to be able to define who the journalists are. Well, why? Because the SHIELD law is set up so that when a whistleblower comes to you and says, here's what's going on in this government agency, you as a journalist are able to talk to them and you're able to protect your source. She doesn't want you to be able to protect your source. What she wants is for you to have to go to the New York Times as a whistleblower and say to them, hey, I have a story I want to tell. Number one, they either refuse to tell your story, or two, they use their sources back at the DOD or Homeland Security or whoever, and they say to them, oh, by the way, this guy is about to blow the whistle on you guys.
Oh, yeah, it's on record that it just is all run by the CIA, folks. I mean, Greenwald had to go over to The Guardian to get his stuff out, and they're infiltrated as well. I'm not saying Greenwald is, but, I mean, it's on record that when you go to the New York Times or CBS or NBC or these guys, that they're simply handing it off to the government. And it's simply amazing that they're doing this, but I don't see any way they're going to be able to stop us, no matter how much cyber, because they admit cybersecurity has been built to shut down the free web. It's been built to end the free press. Greenwald came out and said, we've been reading over NSA documents a few days ago, and it's incredible. It's meant to shut down the free press and end the internet as we know it and bring in a sanitized control one. That's what Internet 2's always been about for 15 years that the group's been meeting with academia, the European and U.S. defense departments. It's the takeover. They're not going to allow us to operate and challenge their lies, so they're going to try to shut us down, folks. This is a war. They obsess over DrudgeReport.com that they don't control. They obsess over Infowars.com that they don't control. They obsess. Well, the answer is realize they're in an offense against us because our offense is winning and intensify our war. Just go completely ape in the Infowar and decry it all, because everything MSNBC does, and they're an open White House organ, is they try to define what's acceptable, what's not, who should cover what, who should do what. They're always lecturing other media, lecturing libertarian Republicans. Oh, Alex Jones is evil, don't listen to him. Because the stuff continues to come out and be real and be serious and cause them problems, or don't go to Drudge, don't go to these other sites. They're doing this because they're weak, ladies and gentlemen. The answer is do the opposite of whatever they say. Because I intellectually know that 9 times out of 10, the opposite of what they say is true. But just as an action, whatever they want, don't do it. Whatever they say, look into it, it's a lie. Realize they're not just propagandists. They are criminal enemies. I'm sorry I'm ranting.
No, you're making a good point, though. And look, just take, for instance, what John Kerry just said to the State Department. He was speaking about the Internet, and he said that the Internet has made it much more difficult to govern than at any other time in history. And when he was explaining his remarks, he actually says that during the Cold War, it was a lot easier because of the way that communist countries were controlling information. And he says, and then at the end of the Cold War, it became much more difficult. And then came along, he says, a little thing called the Internet, and it's made it very, very difficult to govern. Well, he's not saying govern. He's saying control. It's become very difficult.
Dictate our life. Tell us what to do. Yeah. They meant to build it as a worldwide wiretap. That was really its name. The nickname at DARPA, as you know. And now we're using the worldwide wiretap to take them down. We're using it as we're taking it over and flipping the script against them. And I'm telling you, they're scared now, and they should be.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And I think as we continue to watch the response from people, and again, this is what's so important. Watch the response of the public. The public was not did not buy into the NSA is okay. The NSA protected us from 50 terror attacks that we can't tell you about, and we refuse to give information to Congress about. You know, the NSA was able to spot this supposed terror threat against embassies around the world the other day. No one's buying this. And so I think what you're seeing now is this kind of this critical moment where the NSA scandal may be, as we look back on it in history, the moment when the American public stopped believing the narrative coming from corporate media, stopped believing the narrative coming from politicians, and started listening to those alternative voices, and the alternative became the mainstream.
And if the people just go, hey, I can make up my own mind historically, I can check into what I want, then it's over. Because then they're not even just listening to us, they're listening to common sense. And that's the big issue here.
Well, you better believe, though, the burden of proof on guys like you and me is substantially higher than it is on mainstream. We have to be able to back up every single thing that we say because we're going to go through the shredder if we don't.
Well, yeah, but it's like Coke saying that aspartame has no bad health effects when there's Harvard studies, Princeton. You know, I mean, there's no debating it. And the stuff makes you fat. And then they're saying, well, it doesn't make you fat. I mean, they're just losing all credibility now because they think the old lie still works. And it may work on people that are like jellyfish, but it doesn't work on a larger and larger segment of the population. We're going to break. I got to come back and ask you to give us tidbits that the NSA is coming after people now. Because I know if you say this, you've got the report. You say it's coming out Monday. Via copyright, and I'm guessing, is it for the symbol of the NSA? I mean, they're saying you can't even talk about them, basically?
Essentially, yeah. I'll give you some more when we come back from the break. Yeah.
Well, I mean, the New York Stock Exchange told us you're not even allowed to aim a camera at our building. And, of course, I know in law that's not true. I'm news gathering. It's a public interest. I'm allowed to show their building. But they go, no, we have copyright. Now they're saying the name, you can't even say it. I'll say it all I want. New York Stock Exchange are a bunch of swindling crooks owned by foreign banks sucking the country dry.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Guys, you've heard about Ageless Male, the natural supplement that helps support free testosterone levels. But now, the best testosterone product is even better, because for a limited time, you can try Ageless Male free. That's right. Call now, and you can support your free testosterone levels with Ageless Male for free. You only pay shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-261-4431. Ageless Male can help you feel more like you used to in your active life and in your romantic life, because our formula has been clinically shown to promote your drive, desire, and performance. If you're ready to recapture that drive from your youth, now is the time to try Ageless Male with this free bottle giveaway. You must call now, because this free offer is for a limited time only. Just call 1-800-261-4431. 1-800-261-4431. 1-800-261-4431.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
On a lighter note, if you're a radio listener, you should know that Ben Swan looks like the long-lost twin brother of Ryan Seacrest. But I guess Ryan Seacrest is like the evil worldly twin, and then you've got Ben Swan, the patriotic, liberty-loving person. I'm sorry, Ben. Ben, because the guys pointed this out, because I didn't really even know who Ryan Seacrest is. I've heard the name. I know he does, you know, like DJ stuff on TV and radio. But have you been compared to Ryan Seacrest before?
Ryan Seacrest, many, many times. I'm like the poor man's version of Ryan Seacrest.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, boy. Man, so much is going on. Tell us about the NSA story. I mean, as much as you can.
Sure. Listen, the bottom line here is it's a guy who has a T-shirt company. He's not a big player. He creates a lot of different designs that, you know, kind of poke fun at the police state. And he designs a couple with NSA logos on them. And they're clearly parodies. We're going to show you in the story exactly what the design looks like. We're going to break down for you exactly how it works under rule of law. And this guy's totally covered. There's no question about it. But the NSA doesn't contact him directly, just contacts all the sites where he's posting his merchandise and getting those companies to pull the merchandise down, claiming it's copyright infringement. And this goes back to what we were talking about, that the NSA doesn't have to be able to go to court and say, look, judge, here's what we believe is copyright infringement. We believe that he's infringing on our logo. The judge would look at it and say, it's a parody, you don't have a case. But they don't have to do that.
Plus, for those that don't know, it's a government taxpayer-funded deal. They have basically no rights unless you were trying to impersonate, and then that's a felony. I mean, right. This is just outrageous, and they admit that's what CISPA and SOPA is about.
That's absolutely what it's about. And so, but that's what is so important for people to understand. This isn't about a T-shirt company. This is about testing the waters to say, how are we going to make sure that we don't even have to prove anything under rule of law. We're simply going to go in and we're going to hammer the small guy. We're going to take away his right to be able to talk about us. We're going to take away everyone's right to talk about us. That's what the issue is here.
You just hit the nail on the head right there. So many people that don't get it go, I don't care if they shut down coal power plants. I don't own that. I don't care if they shut down that guy's T-shirt company. If they can shut down power plants, our power prices all go up. If they can't, and then ship our jobs to China. If they can shut down somebody when it's open parody and free speech, we all lose it. I mean, people just need to get, folks, that when they screw somebody else, you're getting it too. I mean, that's a basic instinct of a free people. Can you speak to that?
Well, no, and I think that what... The other point there is that you better understand that they don't care about the T-shirt company either. When the NSA comes after the guy with the T-shirt company, they don't care about that. They care about taking steps, because remember this, that under our judicial system...
They're trying to block your free speech and shut down political dissent, which they've been doing with the press. They're criminals. Go ahead.
But remember, under the judicial system that we have, judges don't look at the Constitution. The Supreme Court doesn't look at the Constitution. They look at precedent. And so when they go in and take away some guy's right to free speech in a T-shirt company, the judge in the next case doesn't look at the Constitution. They look at precedent and say, well, they took away the T-shirt company's guys, right? So I guess they can do it here too. That's how the system's being played out now. So you better care about the T-shirt company, not for the reason that you might have a financial or vested interest in his company, but that you have a vested interest in your own right.
Oh, that's it. I'm coming out with a shirt that says NSA with her symbol and then Nazi Soviet assault. I mean, I'll do whatever I want. Unbelievable.
Well, you have that would be a parody. Under rule of law, that's a parody. It's a little bit different than satire, which there's some, you know, legal issues there. But clearly what you're talking about is a parody. As long as you take their logo, their image, and make fun of it, then you're guaranteed protection under law, but not guaranteed under this current political climate.
Unbelievable. And they're now being caught harassing media, trying to control things. Duh, why do governments spy on people? This is and then doing fake terror alerts, which they now got caught, were fake terror alerts, but that's back of the newspaper. But it's not back of the newspaper at your website or at my websites. Final segment straight ahead with our guest, Ben Swan, BenSwan.com. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com, and the revolution in real media starts here.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.